Over 200,000 children are on waiting lists for health services here. Over 50,000 children are waiting more than a year. The services being waited for range from speech and language therapy and physiotherapy to hospital tests and operations. The data was provided by the HSE in response to a series of questions from Fianna Fáil's health spokesperson Stephen Donnelly, who we'll talk to later. Our politics reporter Mary Regan has been looking at the numbers. Mary, thanks for coming in to us. Tell us more about these numbers. 215,000, it sounds like an awful lot of children waiting for services.
Yes, and we hear figures now and then about various waiting lists for separate therapies, but I think this is the first time we've seen a full comprehensive list and a breakdown, and it's in response to a series of parliamentary questions submitted by Stephen Donnelly, and he's been waiting for some of these figures for some time. And it breaks down to around 90,000 children on waiting lists for what you might describe as community-provided therapies. So that includes psychology, audiology, physiotherapy, occupational therapy and speech and language therapy. Then you add to this 117,000 children waiting for hospital appointments. So that would be diagnostics, it would be surgery, or it would just be waiting to see a hospital consultant. And when you add them all together, you get 214,000 children on hospital waiting list. And Stephen Donnelly believes that this is a conservative figure because he said it doesn't include several hospitals that don't collect data by age. Another point about this is that one in four of these children have been waiting for longer than a year, and it also has to be said that there are big regional variations, so children can access services a lot quicker depending on what part of the country they live in.
What particular services are there the longest wait times for? In other words, where children have been waiting over a year for?
Yeah, well, speech and language therapy is a big issue. It's been a big political discussion point for some years now. And in 2016, the HSE did target investment and focused resources on reducing the speech and language therapy waiting list. Now, it has reduced since then, and the overall waiting list for children to access speech and language therapy is now 19,000. But there is an issue here, and that is that the number waiting for longer than a year has not reduced. So we have 19,000 children waiting for speech and language therapy, and 2,000 of these are waiting for longer than a year, and 300 waiting for more than 2 years. Now, it is the stated commitment of the HSE, and there's also a statutory requirement that assessments should be carried out within 6 months. So if we look at the regional breakdown, then I think it's quite interesting, because if you live in the North Dublin area, there is a waiting list of 2,400 children, so you're likely to be waiting for quite some time. And in Dublin West, it's 1,700 children. And if we just compare that to other parts of the country, in Dunleary, there's 10 children on the waiting list, and Dublin South East, there are zero. So
that's a big difference. Why?
Just one Lewis ride away, and the waiting list difference is staggering. I've spoken to some sources in the HSE about this, and there's a number of factors that they say could be in play. One might be demographics, for example. These areas might have more older people in areas with low waiting lists, where there might be a lot of young families in other areas. But another reason that was mentioned is perhaps income. Private speech and language therapy assessments can cost over €300, and a private speech and language therapy session will cost around €100. So maybe the case that parents in some areas are just not willing to wait as long because they have the income to pay for private therapy.
What do the HSE say in response?
Well, the HSE has said that it is working to reduce waiting lists, and that it is its priority to ensure that all children are seen and assessed as quickly as possible. In relation to the hospital waiting lists, it said that the number of children awaiting paediatric consultancy has reduced by 27% over the past year, and they're saying because this is as a result of new outpatient clinic being opened in Connolly Hospital. So they're saying that when it comes to hospital waiting lists, the waiting times are reducing, and that it is working to reduce other assessments around in communities across the country.
Separately, Mary, while we have you here, John McGuinness, Fianna Fáil TD, he says that if another motion of confidence is put in the government, and I presume he also means in a government minister, he'll vote for that motion. Now, tell us why that's important.
Yes, so John McGuinness was speaking in the Dáil last night in a motion about housing policy, and he said he would back a future no-confidence motion. Now, Fianna Fáil's policy is to abstain in any of these motions.
Yes.
So, first of all, it's essentially John McGuinness breaking rank from the Fianna Fáil competence and supply deal, or saying that he will do so. Now, he's long since not been a fan of that deal. He's called it a farce in the past. So he would be voting against the party whip. But the reason that's
and
important...
And he didn't vote the other night, isn't that right?
Yeah, he did not. Now, his party abstained, but he did not participate in the vote. And he, if you just look at the numbers off the vote, the no confidence motion in Housing Minister Owen Murphy earlier in the week, the government won that by 56 votes to 53. So if you take away from that 56, Darren Murphy, who has since resigned from Fine Gael, he's not a number they can count on, it brings that 56 number down to 55. If you add to the 53 the number voting against the government, it brings it up to 54. So, you know, based on what John McGuinness has said and what happened with Darren Murphy, that would bring such a vote to 55 to 54. Now, there's a lot of votes in there. There are three independent TDs loosely associated with the government who have been voting for the government. Votes in there, you know, can they be depended on in the future? That is a question. So what we can take away from John McGuinness's statement, if he is to carry through on his word, if there is no confidence motion, is that the numbers, which were already very, very tight, are even tighter, and within them are votes that cannot be banked if there is a future no confidence motion.
Does that mean a government has to fall, though, if they lose a motion, or does it just mean that a particular minister would have to resign?
Well, this actually emerged during the no confidence motion on Owen Murphy during the week, because Social Democrats, who tabled that motion, and Sinn Féin also said that if the motion was to pass, if the Dáil did not have confidence in the housing minister, it would not necessarily mean that the government would collapse. However, the government itself countered that, saying, you know, they effectively made it into a confidence motion themselves. And the government said, if a government cannot choose its own ministers, then, you know, it is no longer a functioning government. So on the government's own position, they are saying that if there's a no confidence motion passed in a minister, it can not continue.
Mary Regan of our political staff, thank you. It's 28 minutes past seven.